Activists with the March to End Fossil Fuels took their message to world leaders at the United Nations in New York. In the U.S., they're demanding President Joe Biden declare a climate emergency and phase out fossil fuels. Emma Liberetta is a 17-year-old youth climate activist.
President Biden, we have one request: end fossil fuels. And if you do not, there will be serious consequences for our communities, our planet, our future, and your next election. I knew I had to give my all to try to curb the climate crisis when I was only 12 years old. I do not understand why that is so clear to a 12-year-old and not clear to an 80-year-old man who is the President of the United States.
A report from the International Monetary Fund last month found world governments spent a record $7 trillion on fossil fuel projects last year. New York Representative Progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman noted the insanity of it.
This is about saving the only planet we call home. And it has to be the craziest thing in the world that the U.S. government actually subsidizes its own self-destruction. How stupid is that? We continue to give taxpayer dollars to the fossil fuel companies that are killing our planet. That ain't right. That ain't right.
Protests come as the Earth has just gone through the hottest summer on record. Climate justice activists noted developing nations are the hardest hit by climate change, like what the world is witnessing in Libya, where Hurricane Daniel dumped more than a foot of rain in a matter of hours, and in neighboring Ghana, causing two old dams to breach and flooding out entire neighborhoods, killing more than 11,000 people.
And now aid workers fear that a second humanitarian crisis is unfolding as the citizens of Ghana face the growing risk of waterborne diseases amidst medicine and food shortages.
Ugandan climate activist Vanessa Nakate, a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, noted the climate chaos is driven by richer nations' mass consumption of fossil fuels.
We are here to say to big oil CEOs, not anymore. We call upon countries, and in particular the United States, to end new development of fossil fuels that are destroying livelihoods and lives, because we cannot eat coal and we cannot drink oil.
Rich nations are not immune from the impacts of climate change. Canada is still grappling with hundreds of wildfires. Climate justice activists rallied in Alberta, among other cities.
We won't have to choke over air pollution anymore if we actually get on with the renewable energy transition. 9 million people die every year from air pollution related to diseases. People are poisoning our atmosphere, and they're not paying for it. We are.
The scale of the climate crisis has led to communities around the world to join the rally at hundreds of solidarity actions, from India to Pakistan, Ethiopia, Yemen to Nigeria, Colombia, Cuba, and Moscow, New Zealand, and locally in Sacramento, where organizers say thousands rallied. Organizers estimate between 50 and 75,000 people converged in New York City. A bold welcome to world leaders as actions continued Monday with activists protesting outside the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, demanding it stop investing in fossil fuels. Dozens were arrested, and in London, activists with Extinction Rebellion poured fake oil on the front steps of the Labour Party's headquarters Monday. But many of the leaders of countries that cause the most heat-trapping carbon pollution are not attending the climate summit this week. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is inviting only nations that promise new concrete actions to speak. But it's not stopping climate activists from driving their message home to the wealthiest nations, like the U.S. Here's New York Progressive Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
We organize out of hope. We organize out of commitment. We organize out of love. We organize out of the beauty of our future, and we will not give up.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.